Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
They did a great job of their scheme, and it's a really good football team. So at the end of the day, you know, it's only week two. We'll learn from that. We got to get better. It's a long season.
A succinct Jaden Daniels after last night's game. By the end of the contest, he was hobbled, limping off the field. We mentioned just a few minutes ago on the show that I was told he had an MRI today. It's one of the guys getting evaluated. It's his knee that they're looking at. I don't have any real details. I'm sure they got a lot of work still to do to find out, you know, how healthy he is and what the outlook is on that. Hopefully, he'll be able to play through whatever's going on. But that was a setback in the kind of Jaden Daniels MVP 2025 hunt that a lot of us were setting up when the year began. We're two games into this thing now, Danny, and he's completed 59% of his passes, which is way down from last year, 433 yards. He does have three touchdowns, and this is the beauty of Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels has not thrown an interception yet. He has not been putting balls in harm's way, really. You're not seeing him give the football to the opponent. So, like, even his struggles, even the disappointing outings like yesterday are, he wasn't able to elevate like he did last year.
Yeah, you go back and look at the stat sheet, and you go 200 yards, two touchdowns. It's not great, but it's also not the end of the world. You know, if you saw the game, it wasn't outstanding, but we'll forget some of the specifics come December, January.
Most of the yards came in the fourth quarter.
100%.
When the game was lost, he was on his way to his lowest rushing total ever and his lowest passing total ever in a full game, and he ended up surpassing the passing total at least with some of the garbage time stuff that they got late. But he got sacked four times, couple weeks now through two games where he's been sacked seven times, where he's holding the ball a little longer, and I just think he's been less accurate. So here's the question on the phones we could set up for you guys at 800-636-1067. Why do you think it's looked like this in the passing game so far? What are you blaming this on? Do you think it is a lack of time on the grass together collectively, with Noah Brown not practicing much in the summer, hurt, Terry McLaurin not practicing really at all in the summer, hold out. No preseason time as a starting offense. They had four snaps. Daniels on his only dropback ran for a touchdown, so he didn't even throw one pass. Is that it? Is there adjustments that are being made now where teams are doing something differently after watching the tape all offseason, which was one of the kind of fears, and now Washington's and Cliff Kingsbury and Daniels have to make their own adjustments? What are you seeing? 800-636-1067, because I think this is irrefutable. It has not looked the same.
No.
I just mean throwing the football. You do have a really good rushing performance against the Giants. But otherwise, Daniels has been very pedestrian. I think he was 19th last week in, like, EPA per play on dropbacks. You know, we're talking about, like, fringe 15, 20. Last year, every single week, it was, like, top five, top seven in that range.
Number of things. So I don't. If your thesis is Jaden Daniels didn't get better or got worse, I'll reject that. I'm not saying yours is. But if that's your idea, no. Here's what I think has happened. And this is why, again, I thought they would not start the season well. It's because, whether it was by choice or by force or by whatever, they weren't together. They weren't practicing. You heard Michael Phillips say it. He and Terry McLaurin practiced twice together. That's not enough time. I don't care who you are. Right? Montana and Rice needed some more time to work together. Wes Welker and Tom Brady need more time. Him and Gronk needed more time. You can't just do that and expect to hit the ground running, and they have not hit the ground running at number one. Number two, I think a lot of people get paid a lot of money to study and figure out what you're doing, not just Jaden Daniels, but Cliff Kingsbury, this offense, these tendencies. They don't have a lot of explosive. And that's people sort of say that, what do you mean? Deebo Samuel could take 5 yards and turn it into 50 yards. Yes, he can. When I think of explosive, I think if this guy starts running a fly pattern, the entire stadium goes, oh, the entire defense goes, oh, God, I don't want to end up on SportsCenter. They don't have that. They don't have that right now. Maybe they will one day in Jalen Lane. Maybe when McLaurin gets up to speed, he'll be that. But they don't have it right now this minute. Teams are not afraid of them. Teams are not afraid of getting beat over the top. Teams kind of know where they want their bread buttered, kind of that intermediate short range. You saw Ertz feast. You saw Samuel feast in week number one. That's who they are. That's where they are right now this minute. I think they're defendable in that way because they don't have some of that explosive playmaking. So you combine no time together practicing, this, you know, sort of breeze through of a preseason, McLaurin's lengthy holdout, hold in, whatever, oft-injured Noah Brown being oft-injured, not being on the grass as well, rookie Jalen Lane that's not ready for prime time just yet as a receiver. You add it all up, you get a passing attack that's not going to look anywhere near as good as I expected to look in a month or two.
800-636-1067. Here's where Cliff Kingsbury is going to earn his money, right? He is one of the higher paid coordinators, presumably in the league, as a former head coach. He's highly sought after. He's going to be a head coach again. He did an unbelievable job with Daniels last year. But now you're seeing teams keep him in the pocket.
Yep.
Now you're seeing, last night the Packers said, you're not rolling to your right. Because when you roll to your right, you plant, you throw, you fire, you complete. You're going left. When you take, you know, you pull the ball down and you run. So now it's time for Cliff Kingsbury to adjust to the adjustment. And we're going to see if they can do it. Let's go to Reese in St. Mary's, who wants to hop in two games in on Jaden Daniels' start to 2025. What's up, Reese?
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking D.C. sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
What's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I just think it's more of no panic because you're going against basically probably the best defense in the league that we've seen this week, and we ain't going to see that no more for a long time. So it's hard to get everything going on when you got a pass rush that your timing is off, and it was just too much. It's like a college team playing a high school team. Once everything calmed down, Jaden Daniels is going to be just like he was. It's just that he had too much. If he looked this way, somebody at him, looked that way, somebody at him, it just got to calm down, and I guarantee you, after the Raiders, everything be smooth sailing. We ain't got to face Green Bay again until the playoffs. So we'll get our stuff ready by then.
So a couple other things I want to bring up. He just said something important. You're not playing the Green Bay defense again. And I don't mean that team exactly, obviously, not being in the North. I don't know how many defenses are going to be better than them this year. Think about that. Like, where are they going to rank at the end of the year? Based on what you've seen so far, they shoved it on the Lions,
yep,
made them look JV, and they just shoved it on Washington, made them look like a freshman team, right? Is this the best defense in the league right now? It is.
As of this moment, yeah, but they've got Denver, who's excellent.
Yeah.
They got Kansas City, who has been excellent. Pretty good track record there.
They were bad in week one.
They were.
But that's fair. It's a small sample. But I'm just saying, there is a very real chance this is the best defense you're going to play. And I bring that up to point to, like, Chicago and Minnesota, that game, where everyone's talking about Caleb Williams and how he looked and Ben Johnson's first game and the Bears. They played a really good Minnesota defense with Brian Flores, who will probably be a head coach next year, one of the better designers and callers on the defensive side in the league. And we're now supposed to say this is what Caleb Williams is in 2025. That's a bad first matchup. Cam Ward, the 1-1 pick out of Miami, kid plays his first game ever. I think he was on the road in Denver, by the way. But it was at the Denver Broncos, right? This is like, this defense is as good as there is in the entire National Football League. And that's your first game. And I'm supposed to watch that and go, ugh, Cam Ward, he's not ready. You know, this is what are we doing here, right? This might have been the biggest, toughest test that they're going to take all year. This might be as bad as it gets in terms of matchup. So I'm not going to overvalue the performance necessarily, but it is two games where the controllable is Daniels' pinpoint accuracy, which last year was incredible, has not quite been there. To your point, maybe it is partially a receiver issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like there were guys running free a ton last year that you're able to throw with some ball placement.
I mean, you saw last night, nobody was open.
No, they were not. But have you seen him miss? Like, he missed Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt underneath early in the game last night.
No.
Remember that, like, 80-mile-per-hour fastball that was nowhere near him? There was another play like that in the first week. I call them the Heinekes, right, where I'm like, these layups have to be hit in this league. The reason I couldn't do the Taylor Heinicke thing that everybody loves so much is layups were not layups. Layups were three-pointers. Like, I need the easy conversion completion to be that. And with Jaden Daniels at a 99.9% clip last year, it was. And I think it will be again this year. but you just haven't seen that sharpness early on. That had nothing to do with Green Bay. That's two games of that now.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.